Well, good morning. I'm Kathy Martin for WGRT, and we are speaking with author Luke Murphy. He has written the book Dead Man's Hand, and Luke has some ties to the Port Huron area, and we'll get into that. But first, I would like to ask you, Luke, how did you come from being a hockey player to being an author?
Well, I've always loved to read. I mean, I've been an avid reader, and I'm from a family of avid readers, so I've always been surrounded with books and, always been pushed to read and, grow my vocabulary and learn new things. And I've always loved reading suspense thrillers, the James Patterson, Harlan Coben, Gray Giles, these types of books. Mm-hmm. Never really thought much about writing, to be honest with you, growing up. I just wanted to play hockey. That was the only thing I ever thought of. Of course, as a young Canadian boy, right?
You
eat and breathe hockey, and that's all I wanted to do. But like I said, I always read, whether it was on road trips. You know, I'd take a book on the bus with me, or wherever I was, I always had a book with me waiting for appointments. And so I continually read all the time. And as I got older, again, I didn't really think much about writing. But in 1999, 2000, I was playing hockey in Oklahoma City, and unfortunately, I had a bad injury. I got hit in the eye with a hockey stick, and I was forced to sit out the whole season. I only ended up playing 5 games that whole season. So, at that time, I was dating my wife. Now, she was going to school in Montreal, and I was down in Oklahoma City. So, we were quite far away, and she was attending a French college in Montreal, and she had an English assignment to write a short story. So she knew that I loved to read, and she was wondering if I would help her out, kind of, to come up with some ideas and stuff. And so I worked with her, and, we created characters and a plot and setting, and I really enjoyed that experience. I loved coming up with characters and creating things, and so I thought, after we were done that, I have all this time on my hands. I can't play hockey. So why don't I make use of my time? And I came up with a new hobby. I just sat down at the computer and started writing. I took the characters that we had created with my wife, and I just put them into a story of my own. And that's when I first started writing. That was in 2000, I guess. I just was writing for fun, right, just because I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And it kind of took off from there.
Wow. What a way to take off into the publication of an actual book.
Well, that was a long time coming. It just started out as a hobby, but the more I wrote, the better I felt about my writing. And I've always been a perfectionist. I've never one to take things lightly. If I really want something, I really dive into it and go for it. And as I wrote a couple novels and I found myself getting better, I thought, why not? And why not try to go for a publishing a book? What do I have to lose? Really nothing, right? The worst I can say is no.
Mm-hmm.
So when I decided that I was going to write with the intention of getting published, actually the first thing I did was I took a full year off of writing. I just researched. I looked in, the internet is so great. I looked into things about what is the publishing industry looking for. I bought books about becoming a better writer, about self-editing. I went to writing conferences. I made lots of friends, whether they're authors or agents or editors. I just bombarded them with questions about the industry, about becoming a better writer, what does it take, what are people looking for. And that whole year was just a full year of research about how to be a better writer and how to break into the industry. So that really taught me a lot, because I met a lot of people who answered a lot of questions. Then finally in 2006, I thought I was ready, and that's when I started writing Dead Man's Hand. And then, so as you know, it took 6 years for it to finally.
And Luke, you have some ties right here to Port Huron.
I do. My first year of pro hockey, actually, I attended the Florida Panthers rookie camp in September 1999, and after breaking my hand, another injury, of course, I signed a minor league contract with them, and their minor league team was situated in Port Huron. So I was fortunate enough to go to Port Huron and play the whole 99-2000 season. I really liked the city. The people were great. We had a very good hockey team, great fan support. All around town, a lot of businesses, and you go to places and they'd recognize you. And, I really like Port Huron. I still stay in touch with a lot of the fans and friends I have there now still. And, you know, it's certainly something I'll always remember. It was a great experience for me, and you know, it gave me something. I got to play hockey for a living. You know, I got paid to play hockey, so that certainly was a dream of mine my whole life, was to play pro hockey, and to get to do it in, you know, a hockey town like Port Huron was certainly a special moment for me.
And that was with the Border Cats?
Yeah, that was the Port Huron Border Cats.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really a fun year, my first year of pro hockey, so it'll certainly be, have great memories of that.
So it's interesting that you loved to play hockey and got paid for it, and now you've turned over to writing and getting paid for that.
Well, that's it. I mean, I realize how fortunate I am to have lived out really two of my dreams where, mm-hmm. you know, lots of people never get to live out one of theirs. And, you know, I had a dream of playing pro hockey and I did that. And then I also had a dream of publishing a novel and I've done that. So I've been very fortunate and I'm aware of that. I mean, it's taken a lot of hard work, but certainly everything has paid off and it's been well worth it. And, you know, hopefully it'll keep going and, you know, hopefully I make a little more money at this writing thing.
Sure. And in the meantime, you are a teacher?
That's right. I teach elementary mm-hmm. School in Canada. I just finished. I really go contract to contract because there's no real full-time jobs right now,
mm-hmm.
but I just finished a grade 5 contract. So I do a lot of supply teaching, and then if longer-term contracts come up, I apply for those. So right now I'm a teacher looking for full-time work.
And you're a published author. Tell us about Dead Man's Hand.
Okay, well, Dead Man's Hand is a crime thriller set in the seedy underbelly of Las Vegas, I like to call it. It follows the life of Calvin Waters, who was at one time a former athlete in college, a football player who was on his way to fame and fortune. He was going to be the next great running back in the NFL and make millions of dollars and be a star. But unfortunately, a selfish decision he makes leads to his downfall, and he winds up on the streets of Las Vegas where a bookie finds him in a bar and thinks he's the perfect collecting machine, this big, strong man who's got kind of a fierce temper. And so he hires him to collect for him, and Calvin lives this life on the streets for 3 years. And you know, he's the best in the business, but he doesn't really like that life. It's not really him, and he wants out. So just as he's planning on getting out, he's framed for murder. And he has to go on the run, try to prove his innocence by, you know, finding the real killer and avoiding the police, as well as later on we find a hitman that's been hired to silence him. So there's a lot of different things going on, but the main focus is on Calvin. And he is the main character, but I guess if you have maybe a B character, would be the detective in charge of the homicide investigation. And, you know, we kind of follow him, too, as he's trying to find Calvin, where he actually believes that Calvin might be innocent and is willing to give him a chance to redeem himself. But so you have like a 1A and 1B character where we're following both lives of Calvin and Dale Dayton, the detective. So there's a lot of twists and turns, and I've been, you know, happy with my reviews so far on Amazon. They've been getting some good reviews, so hopefully people continue to enjoy this story.
The story's set in Las Vegas, Luke. Are you extremely familiar with Las Vegas?
When I was living in Oklahoma City, I went for a weekend in Las Vegas with one of my friends, and
mm-hmm.
I know I just fell in love with the city right away. It's just, there's so much going on, you know, the glitz and the glamour,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's just a city you really fall in love with. But with all the glitz and glamour, I said there's also must be you know, another side of Las Vegas that
mm-hmm.
probably hasn't been touched on in books and stories and stuff. So actually in December 2011, my wife and I went on, well, I refer to it as a research trip, but of course she tagged along.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. So we went on this research trip to Las Vegas in December 2011, and you know, I got to kind of explore the city a little bit, and you know, just learning things about streets and, you know, different buildings and different, you know, the history of the city and stuff. And that certainly helped write the story a little more, because you become a little more familiar with the city, and
mm-hmm.
it kind of helps you when you're picturing things as you're writing. So, yeah, I've got to visit Las Vegas twice now, and so my wife says she wants me to write a book about Hawaii.
Yep, I understand that. Well, it's been wonderful talking with you, Luke. Good luck, and hope to hear from you soon again. Are you working on something else now?
I am. I'm currently working on a second novel, but unfortunately I've been pretty busy playing Duck, Duck, Goose and Ring Around the Rosie. The kids don't give me a whole lot of time, but around, you know, my teaching, and I also tutor and around things whenever I find time. I still love to write, so I'm going to keep writing as long as I can, as long as I have the time. But yeah, I am working on a second book. It's away from the characters of Dead Man's Hand. I kind of spent, you know, 6 years with them, so I kind of wanted to dive into something different. But I do plan on going back to those characters and maybe writing a sequel to Dead Man's Hand someday, because I certainly fell in love with those characters, and I think there's a lot of stories that can be created from them.
Sure. Well, good luck, and thanks so much for talking with us. It's been really a pleasure.
And thank you for taking the time to give me this interview. I really appreciate it, and I just want to say hi to all my friends in Port Huron, and I hope everyone's doing well.
That was Luke Murphy, former Border Cat player, author of Dead Man's Hand. You can find out more at authorlukemurphy.com.